From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Republicans in Congress today said they'd reached a deal on a new energy policy for the country. It's the first new energy policy in a decade. The bill covers a multitude of enterprises, from new oil and gas exploration to improving the nation's electricity grid. Negotiations have gone on for weeks and have been the focus of intense scrutiny. Republicans have not yet revealed the final language yet, and Democrats have yet to see it. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more.
Writing an energy policy for the country didn't occur to Congress until the oil shortages created by the 1973 oil embargo. Attempts have rarely succeeded because of the variety of interest groups, ranging from Texas oil barons and windmill manufacturers to environmental groups and Iowa corn farmers. Today's announcement by Senator Pete Domenici of New Mexico and Congressman Billy Tozan of Louisiana promises a bill that offers tax incentives for the oil, gas, nuclear, and coal industries. It also offers some incentives for renewable fuels and reorganizes the electric utility industry. Representative Tozan acknowledged that even GOP members had a hard time agreeing, but he said the outcome was worth the effort.
The bottom line is that this bill is totally comprehensive. It will, in many aspects, begin the restructuring of energy in our country so that we are not nearly as insecure in terms of the energy we need to power this great economy and to supply our citizens with affordable energy.
One issue that threatened to deep-six the measure was a proposal to drill for oil in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Democrats promised to garner the votes to kill the whole bill if the refuge were thrown open. The refuge proposal was dropped. Senator Domenici said another controversial section that did get through was a reorganization of the sprawling electric utility system and the grid that delivers electricity to the country.
We did a total reform of the electricity laws of the country, and we're very hopeful that what we have done will, over time, minimize, if not avoid, blackouts like the one we had in New York.
That blackout last August 14th turned off the power for tens of millions of people in the Northeast and Midwest, as well as in Canada. The bill is expected to give more authority to regional organizations that monitor and regulate the flow of electricity over the grid. It also repeals a 70-year-old law, the Public Utility Holding Company Act. That law was written to protect utilities from being bought by big holding companies that were prone to use utility earnings to finance riskier business ventures. Critics say the Utility Act discouraged new investment in the grid. But Ana Aurelio of the Public Interest Research Group says the California energy crisis 3 years ago and the Enron scandals should have led Congress to protect that law.
Instead of learning a lesson from those scandals and even from the recent blackout and making sure that our consumer protection laws are tightened, that utilities are held more accountable, that we prohibit market manipulation, instead what this bill is going to do is ignore all that.
Environmental groups are criticizing the bill for failing to raise auto fuel efficiency. They also point out that the bill is ripe with tax incentives for the coal, oil, gas, and nuclear industries. And makers of a toxic fuel additive called MTBE won a hard battle to gain protection from product liability lawsuits in cases where MTBE has contaminated water supplies. But there are incentives for renewable energy as well. Corn farmers will do especially well. The bill mandates 5 billion more gallons a year of ethanol for gasohol-fueled vehicles. Democrats will get their chance to see the final Energy Conference report tomorrow and to debate it early next week. They were not included in the drafting of the conference report delivered today. They're expected to have plenty to say, but they may not have enough votes to change it significantly. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.